Hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and we're going to talk a little bit about bass fishing. And we've got Steve with us today, and Steve is really into the freshwater bass fishing. Does a lot of saltwater fishing, but I'd have to say, you're pretty passionate.
Yeah.
Afternoon, Steve.
Afternoon.
Yeah, it's December 16th, 2013. Sometime in the afternoon, I'm not exactly sure when, but we're here to talk about bass fishing. So, you do a lot of bass fishing, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, you like live bait or artificial?
Artificial, mostly. Live bait works, too, though.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons we have it. It actually works, but I think it's a little more fun to do the artificials.
Yeah.
Now, you can't just shake your head. They can't hear the rocks rattle over the radio from all there. So, what type of artificial do you like to throw? Soft plastic, hard bait?
Yeah, soft plastic mostly.
Any particular type?
Yum, about a 7-inch worm usually.
Now, you prefer the ribbon tail or the dinger?
The dinger.
Yeah. Now, what these are is most of the bass worms, if I'm rigging up Texas, I put a worm weight, bullet weight up in front, and then I weedless rig a worm on it that has a ribbon tail. But with the dingers, now I usually just weedless rig them. I put the hook in, usually about a 3-aught wide gap, and I just throw it and just use the worm. I don't really use the weights with it. Which way do you prefer?
I don't ever use the weights with anything too much. It just sinks too fast for them, I think.
So, when you're out getting ready to go, what do you look for in a place to go bass fishing around here? There's so many canals and so many places.
Mostly with vegetation along the banks is where they usually hide and wait for fish to pass by, or worms, or tadpoles.
Okay, so you're out. Where would be a good place to go? If you were going to go today, where would be a good place to head to?
Well, I've been going to Olean and Conway.
And that's right over by Lake Betty over there.
Yep, right over by Lake Betty.
Now,
usually you want to hit the spillways, too. They sit under the spillways waiting for fish to fall over.
Now, are the spillways still running out there at all? They're slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, they're slowing down. But that rain sped them up a little that we had yesterday.
So what happens is all the water, as you get further and further back away from Charlotte Harbor, the land is actually higher. So they put dams up to keep a certain amount of water in there. And as the water flows over that to get to the next level down, and then flows over that to get to the next level down, finally making its way out to the harbor, those are the dams you're talking about in spillways. And
yes.
Fish lay underneath these waterfalls, if you know, basically is what they are, because the water comes over the top of it, and they'll lay there waiting for minnows and bugs and everything. It's a very lazy place for a fish, because literally they can wait for food just to drop in on their heads.
Right.
So now, okay, you walk up there. Where are you going to cast to?
Usually I try along the banks about 2-3 foot out first.
And when you cast out there, do you reel in right away?
No, I let it fall for about 4 or 5 seconds, then I twitch it back.
So little tiny taps of the rod kind of get it a darting action, almost like it's wounded or dying.
Right.
Still good to eat, but much easier to catch.
Almost like a walking dog motion.
There you go. And so you start off about 2-3 feet. Where do you go from there?
I'll reel it in, bring it in, and try 3 or 4 feet further out.
And then just, so you're going to work from right up in the vegetation and then work your way out and then back in.
Yep.
Left, right. How's the open water been out there? Is there anything out in the open water? You really got to stay to the trees or to the
banks?
Yeah.
The lily pads and all? Pretty much, yeah. I haven't seen anything really hitting out in the open right now.
Got to get right up to the grass, up to the weeds, and kind of stay in there. So that's where that soft plastic, weedless rigged, so that there's no point of the hook sticking out, is actually much more effective, not dragging back all the plants all the time.
Right.
So if you were going to, you've been doing any bluegill, crappie?
No, I haven't had a chance to do any of it yet.
So pretty much, I know you're kind of in that whole bass thing.
Yeah.
So you go out fishing in saltwater. What happened the last time you were out saltwater fishing?
Well, I was out yesterday. I don't I didn't catch really much anything. I caught a good-sized ladyfish. Saw something that looked like a striped bass, but I don't think it was.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't, yeah, but...
But it was rolling under one of the bridges off of Edgewater.
Huh. I wonder what that would be. We've had so many weird fish in the last year or two.
Yeah, it had the silver with the black stripes down the side, and because it rolled, I had a trout lure I was twitching through there, and it hit at it, but didn't hold on to it.
And, you know, a couple years ago I said, no, it couldn't be this or it couldn't be that, but I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say no, it wasn't a striped bass, because we've had more bluefish, we've had so many fish show up here in the last couple of years that I would have said, no, it's impossible. We've had billfish, mahi-mahi things right next to the shore, mahi-mahi in the pass, king mackerel for the last 2-3 years up in Charlotte Harbor. So there's just no way to tell. I mean, let's face it, the Atlantic is connected to the Gulf, and the Gulf is connected to the harbor. Anything could be here.
Yeah.
One year I saw a bunch of whales in the harbor, and I couldn't get close enough fast enough. They sounded down, I guess, you know, me running the boat up towards them. I wanted to get a look at them because I could see these huge fish, you know, and I knew it wasn't a dolphin. The fins were wrong. Everything was wrong. And I'm sure it was a pod of whales, so, you know, school whales, whatever they call them, probably pygmy whales. But I really, to this day, I just wish I wish the boat had been faster that day. I would have really liked to have been able to see them. So while we pretty sure it wasn't a striped bass, can't say it wasn't for sure. You never know. I mean, we've had Mako sharks here the last few years off of Boca Grande.
Oh, yeah?
So anything's possible. Anyway, what type of advice would you have for people who want to go freshwater fishing right now? What would you suggest they come in and get, and what would you suggest they use?
Well, right now, with the temperature change, crappies are coming in a lot more. The shiners and minnows here are pretty much what you want to use to target those.
Well, minnows for the crappies, shiners for the bass. But
unless you get one of those longer crappies.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, somebody comes up with a really monster one. So give me a crappie lure. What would you go for crappie with?
Beetle spin or I jig them around the spillways and the pipes.
And for bass, what would you do?
For bass? I can, with bass.
What color? Give me a lure and a color.
Oh, green pumpkin.
Green pumpkin? What lure?
The Yum Dinghy. Green pumpkin.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is Fishing Frank and my guest Steve. This is his first appearance on Radio Fishing. A little bit nervous, but he's going to get better at it. And Steve's one heck of a fisherman. And thank you so much for coming on today, Steve.
Not
I appreciate it. So this is Fishing Frank and another one for December. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is really becoming quite a thing, and we're having a lot of fun doing it for you. So see you next time on Radio Fishing.